This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've seen it all now. Are they really? They're showing high school girls highlights now on ESPN? Man, they are really moving up in the world. God bless them. Who's this girl, Davenport? She's playing under some emergency order. What does that mean? Did they try to keep her out of a game or something? She looks pretty good, though. No one can stop her. She's scoring like 50 points in the game. Or is that Aldridge? 25 points in first game since November 29th. I wonder why she doesn't play.
That's the one that played for USA Basketball in these tournaments. And then the school, like, they gave her some money to reimburse her for travel or something like that.
And that did it.
And then the school said, oh, well, you can't play then. You got paid. And they're like, well, no, we gave the money back. And, you know, they've had problems with this. They sued, and the judge said, no, she could play. The district was trying to shut her down.
Where does she live? In Maryland or something?
No, I think it's somewhere like Missouri or something.
Oh, all right, there you go. I hope she's allowed to play. I mean, why take the rock out of somebody's hand? Let the girl play. My God.
Right, the family gave the money back. It was like $800 bucks that they gave back to USA Basketball. Right.
So I got to ask you a question, Carver. I know you hate my hockey team, but that's okay. That's irrelevant. She lives in Alabama, the girl. Anyway, there you go. Congratulations. Good luck to her. I wish her nothing but the best. So, Carver High, honestly, when you were watching that game tonight and you had it on, you have to admit, the way they were passing the puck and bombarding Gibson with shots, that is their entire MO. Like, this team won back-to-back Stanley Cups with that speed and passing. Did you see some of the passing and plays and shots and rebounds and cross-ice saucer feeds they were giving one another and inside the circles and one-timers? They were passing the puck tonight. Like, it was like a thing of beauty. It really was.
This garbage team let them basically play a pond hockey game out there.
That's pretty much
what they did. They lay down. You're up 3-0 in the first period. And then it's basically like, hey, we haven't won a game in about 4 months. Let's just let the Penguins run all over the ice and just flip passes here, do this, do that. We're not going to touch them. We're not going to hit them. We're not going to get in their way. We're just going to let them put highlight reel goals up on us for the rest of the night and go from up 3-0 to losing 7-4.
I bet on your Islanders again last night, and I bet on them tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow, the 1 o'clock game, afternoon game.
Is it at the Coliseum?
It's at the Barclays.
Oh, God. How did they screw that up?
The Rangers have never won a game at the Barclays Center.
Well, that's good, too, I guess. But wouldn't you rather go to that game at the Nassau Veterans County Coliseum than Uniondale, New York on FA?
Well, you know that people are going to come, which is why they're having the game at Barclays Center.
Oh.
Because people are going to go to the Coliseum no matter who they play there. Barclays Center, you got to get people in there.
So they're going to have the Ranger fans in there. There you go. I'm betting on the Islanders again.
Rangers are bad this year. The Islanders should win tomorrow. Rangers is bad.
I just want to throw, by the way, we're in the Quicken Loan Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to PharrellOnABench.com for all my picks all weekend long. My podcast is number 119 tomorrow. Pharrell on the Bets, my sports betting podcast on WestwoodOnePodcast.com, iTunes, and Google Play. It runs 6 days a week, including Saturdays and Sundays. Check it out tomorrow, episode 119, Sunday, episode 120. Mavi asked me the other day, he's like, why do you always have your son on the show on Sundays? And I said, it's because I don't want to do it on Sundays. Thank you. I want to tell you again, I'm going to say this a million times until you literally want to put a hose in your exhaust pipe. We're going to be in Vegas next Thursday and Friday at the MGM for the Pacquiao-Broner fight at the Grand Garden Arena on Saturday on Showtime pay-per-view. So Mafi and I will be there broadcasting on Thursday and Friday. And then when the show's over at 11 West Coast time, we'll go to strip clubs and gamble heavily. Wait, are we on the air? Check 1-2 strip club. 2-1 strip club. Check. Recut. Good. Also, January 28th through February 1st, we'll be live at the D Casino on Fremont Street. In the View Bar with our good friends at CBS Sports Radio 1140 in Cincinnati to make it a hub. And the biggest big game bash ever is February 3rd for the, you know what it is, the big game at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center. It's free admission. All ages are welcome. Food, booze, beer, and whatever else. Fatties. strippers. I mean, just they have betting kiosks rolling. It is insane.
There's absolutely nothing like it. It's some scene.
It really is. If I get to go to the Mikey Garcia Errol Spence fight on March 16th in Dallas, I'll be very happy. Hope they're planning on a big party down there for me. You know what I mean? Like Mafia, like a Friday show in Dallas somewhere at a pub would be a good idea.
It'd be awesome.
I think they could pull that off. There you go. Well, hopefully that'll come to fruition. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line 855-2124. CBS is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. You need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, boat, RV, insurance. They got all of that at geico.com. I just wanted to let you know what I'm going to do all weekend is I'm going to play ball Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to spend the remainder of Saturday and Sunday watching a divisional round playoff games and trying to get some leg. And I'm good at it. Joshua in Massachusetts, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scott, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I just wanted to say that you are absolutely right about the Pats, and my wife and I couldn't agree with you more. We're not homers, but we love the Pats, and if they win, they win. If they don't, it's whatever.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, exactly. And the weather, any given Sunday. So, bring it on Sunday, and then if you win, you win, and if you don't...
If you don't, it sucks. but it sucks if you don't win. Like, when I watched the Steelers lose to the Saints and Schuster fumbled the ball at the 30, when they got a chance to, at least try to field goal and tie it, go to overtime, lose, whatever, I was devastated. It is what it is. The difference is that the Patriots go to the divisional round every year and the title game for 7 years in a row, and they win, okay?
And they win.
They win.
And that's all it is.
But your fans talk like your fans talk like all you're going to do is lose. I've heard it 90% of the calls for an entire week have been they're going to lose. The Chargers are going to beat them. In fact, I have listened to all of these TV hosts that think they're so smart with their fancy clothes on and their makeup. They are all picking the Chargers. Everybody. I mean, it's staggering. It is staggering the amount of people that are buying into. First of all, the Chargers are the greatest team on the face of the earth, right? They've never beaten Tom Brady ever. 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 Not once.
0-7.
I mean, but I got to tell you, the Chargers have this game locked up in the bag. It's a done deal. It's a done deal because, I mean, Tom Brady's finished. And, Bill Belichick, he sucks. So, I mean, you guys, I said just go to a Bruins game. Go to the bar tomorrow, watch him play in Toronto. Forget about it. Sunday, you just sit back and watch him lose again. Except they never lose. I hope they lose. I've said that 1,000 times. But I respect them so much that there's no way. I just can't do it. Even though the Chargers kicked the Ravens' ass, they kick the Steelers' ass. They kick everyone's ass. They are playing great. They could win it all. God bless them if they do. It's just that they got to beat the Patriots at Gillette in Foxborough. That's all I know. That's the kiss of death. You go into that place. I mean, it's 7-0. Even if you're up 7-0, you're losing even if you're winning. You know what I mean? It's like trying to – it's the impossible. It's almost like the impossible trying to beat him. Mission impossible. That's what it is. Where's Tom Cruise when you need him? I mean, honestly, it's mission impossible trying to beat Tom Brady. That's it. And they had a week off to chill and get ready while the other team had to spend the entire week in airplanes and having everybody tell them how great they are. They're so great. They got so many Super Bowl wins out there in, San Diego and Los Angeles. I mean, their history of success is... It's like the Bible. Please. Luke and Salt Lake Shakers.
Hey, Scotty. I listen to you every night. Love the show.
Thanks,
man. I
want
to talk to you about the Pats real quick.
Thank you.
I think it's more about this year just the fans not having as much confidence as we typically do going into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they went 11-5, watching every game closely this year and also the last 20 years.
Right.
This team is more reminiscent of their teams in 2009 and 2010, where they got bounced in their first playoff game against the Jets and the Ravens. They've been making uncharacteristic mistakes. They lack offensive weapons, which is reminiscent of those years. Gronk is a shell of himself. They can probably take Element out of the game. And, you know, the Chargers can bring a lot of pressure, and that's often the recipe to beat the Patriots. So, you know, I don't think the Patriots are going to lose, but I just have a lot less confidence going into this round of the playoffs than I do in typical years.
So you're willing to say what? Pats squeak by, but don't cover to 4.5?
Exactly.
Yeah, I think with you.
I think being home is, you know, helpful to them. But and the fact that the Chargers have had to travel 3 out of the last 4 weeks and, you know, will be coming east to play is good for the Pats. But, yeah, I'm with you. I think it'll be a tight one.
I'm on the same page with you, brother. Great call. 855-212-4CBS. William in Virginia.
Hey.
How you doing?
Thanks. Hey, good. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I'm out of all the playoffs. I'm a Redskins fan.
Right.
Okay, if Snyder's got all the money and there is a cap, why can't we just go buy all the players we need and just pay a fine? Can't we do that?
Well, I mean, don't they do that already? I mean, they've done it already. They've gone out and paid exorbitant amounts of money over the years for Haynesworth and then, you know, Norman and then Alex Smith. I mean, who haven't they given all the money to? This guy's bleeding money. He spent so much money on that football team. They are a disaster. Okay, they're a disaster. They got an owner with money falling out of his ears, out of his pockets, out of everywhere, every orifice. All I know is they don't get it done ever, and that's it. It's been so long since they mattered. You know, they got to wheel out Mark Rippon. They got to wheel out Riggins. I mean, honestly, Doug Williams, they got to wheel them out because it's been so long, and it's just been – and the luck, the Alex Smith, the McCoy, they both break their legs. I mean – this can't even happen. It happened to Theismann, and now it happens to two guys in 2 weeks.
Exactly.
I mean, it's unbelievable. If I were you, I would, like, go hide in a cave somewhere until the weather changed. I mean, honestly, you're like it's the Black Cloud Diner Mafia all over again. Here we go. Howie in Pennsylvania, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah.
I'm glad I came after that last caller because he had the unmitigated gall and the audacity to say, I don't know what's wrong with our team. Do the math. Do the math. Alex Smith, Adrian Peterson, you're done. What I wanted to talk to you about, sir, was A.B.
Right.
That is the biggest scuttlebutt in the NFL. As far as I'm concerned, now – I hear you play good ball, basketball.
Right.
I walked on a pit.
Sweet.
$61.60.
Sweet.
And I walked on football, $61.60.
Jesus.
And I'm a shutdown guy, plus get rebounds. I'm a garbage man.
Sweet.
But when someone is in the locker room, doesn't act right, kick his ass. You're out.
Yeah, but listen, let's face facts, all right, Howie? This guy has been phenomenal for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's been incredible. And it is very sad to say, but the divorce is imminent. It is all happening. It's all unraveling. It's the end of the road. They're going to get rid of this guy. They cannot salvage him. He's already, you know, jumped off the ship. He gave up on his teammates, the team, the city, the fans, everybody. He just basically quit. He's a quitter. And he's just like Bell, a selfish quitter. And at some point, you just, you know, I don't love you anymore. Get lost. It's over. And they're going to trade him. And it's the end of the road. That's it. Done.
There comes a time in every friendship when you have to say, I never liked you. Get lost.
I mean, everyone loves him. He was fantastic. He was incredible. And then he became a jerk. And he's an idiot now, and you got to get rid of him. It's that simple. At one point or another, all relationships end in life. They all end. You might get lucky and have one of them 50, 60-year marriages, and you know both die the same week or something. Those are rare, right? Because everybody else just quits, and then they get a divorce, right, in life. And it's no different in sports. You use the guy until you don't need him anymore, or until the guy becomes a pain in the ass, one or the other, you get rid of him. And that's how it ends. They all end that way. This guy, we use him, and now we're not going to use him. Goodbye. That's it. That's what they do in pro sports with everyone, every player.
You guys rip on me 13 or 14 more times, I'm out of here.
855-212-4CBS. What are you waiting for? Talk to me. It's the last hour of the show for the week before these playoff games, and you're not on the phone with me, and you're still sitting there listening to your wife. What is wrong with you?
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
I'm seeing this Penguin story right now on like the Pittsburgh channel, and they're showing him staying in that Marriott by the Coliseum in Long Island, and they were showing Sullivan looking out the window at the Coliseum. It was pretty cool. Anyway, do a lot of the teams stay in that hotel when they play them?
Well, whenever they're playing at the Coliseum, the visiting team always stays.
Always?
Yeah.
Hey. So, there you go. Anyway, the girl's story became national news when the athletic officials in Alabama ruled her ineligible after learning she had received $857 from Team USA Basketball for playing in a tournament in August. The check covered lost wages and expenses. And, it was sent to her as a clerical error. She never sought the payment or whatever. And then all this chaos broke out. There you go. 855-212-4CBS. Scott in Baltimore, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty, can you pour me a round of Bloody Marys for everybody out in San Diego that's got to get up at 10 a.m.? To watch their beloved Chargers.
Yeah, out in the West Coast, they don't mind that at all. Believe me, there's nothing better than being in Vegas and kickoffs at 10. It's just Gandhi. Everybody's having brunch and just hammering mimosas and bloodies.
They'll only win if they're wearing their powder blues. But here's my point. I think the three best teams in the tournament are the Saints, the Cowboys, and the Rams. And I'd love to see Jerry go into the L.A. Coliseum. That's the game I really want to see this week.
Right.
Is to see, and can you imagine the booty in the L.A. Coliseum on tomorrow night?
So you think no AFC teams are good? It's just all NFC?
I didn't say that. I just said I think that those three teams have the best chance.
That is what you said, though. You just said the three best teams were all NFC teams, so you think that those three are the teams, and then the AFC had no one in your list, so there's no one on that side that's any good. That's what basically I got out of that. There you go. But I don't think that's what he wanted to, like, portray. But those are the three best teams to him. They're all in the NFC. And, look, again – no credit at all for Pat Mahomes. No credit at all for a guy with five rings and a coach. So the Patriots get no respect at all. And that to me is the, I mean, you wonder why they go to the Super Bowl every year. It must be because everyone thinks they suck and that they're just not going to win. And then all of a sudden they win.
I don't get no respect at all.
So they're the only ones in the AFC who should get any respect. Nobody else that's in the AFC has done anything ever. Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, Andrew Luck, won a couple games but always loses to the Pats.
Right.
Rivers has never beaten the Pats. None of these guys have ever done anything in the AFC aside from the Pats.
So these two haven't played each other in the playoffs in 10 years, Brady and Rivers. So I guess he played him when he was 27. Did you see him with the, like, fisherman hat on, Brady, in his interview, his presser? He does look really old there, like he's going out to fish for some – crabs or something. He's out crab fishing, maybe salmon. It looks like he's just getting on a fishing boat with that hat on.
I got a feeling he ain't going to look old on Sunday.
But he's got that white beard going and everything. It's kind of creepy. Who was the one guy's name? Do you remember the one? Who was the character, the cartoon character, the guy with the blonde hair? And he was like, he had the sunglasses, the cartoon character, and he was, do you know what I'm thinking of? You don't know what I'm talking about? Somebody's got to know what I'm talking about. That
you need a little bit more than that.
It was yellow hair. No, it was a cartoon character, like a guy that was superhero, but he had sunglasses, huh? Not Johnny Bravo. Oh God, I'll never remember it. Anyway, I think he looks like Tom Brady. As a cartoon character. Anyway, Steve in Boston on the Hub.
Hey, Scotty. Yeah, Tell that last moron, if he ever comes to Boston, get the most vicious beating of his life, because there's no way the 8-0 at home Pats lose to these Chargers. There's no way that's going
to
happen.
Well, thank God somebody had some onions to say there's no way in hell. I think there is a way. I think in every game there's a way. Every game someone, you know, can win. That's, you know, somebody's got to win. So it can't always be.
Right. The Pats are winning this week, Scotty. But you know something? I want to get back to these Bruins here. They lost 14 straight to these Capitals. And those Capitals were a great team. And they would have won more championships, except they walked into Pittsburgh. Those Penguins own that team. And this year, again, too, those Capitals, they play Pittsburgh, they're done.
Well, I mean, they beat Pittsburgh last year. So much for that. Again, another.
But at least we finally, you know,
I've been waiting.
I've been waiting for that. That's the New England Patriot fan that we know and love. The one that says, forget these guys. They've got absolutely no chance. They're going to come in here, and we're going to pound them. And that's what I've been waiting to hear all week. And finally.
At 1:30 in the morning on Friday, we finally had one guy with some stones.
With the screw everybody else, we're the best team. We show it all the time. Basically, feed up rocking chair game for the Pats on Sunday.
Boom.
So there we go.
I waited for that all week. It took thousands of phone calls to finally get somebody to have the stones to say it. Jason in Baltimore.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey.
Hey, I called the other night about Wolfman Jack. And you, I just thought I had some info, just don't get a kick out of it. But I think I was talking to you and your boy, Carlton High, or whatever his name is, told you to hang up on me. But the last time he aired was 95 in D.C. So tell smart guy
Thanks so much for filling us in.
Flacco, they should have put him in for three downs.
No, they shouldn't. Shut up. I'm done with you now. I'm done listening to the Flacco phone calls from Baltimore. Honestly, your girlfriend is so fat. Look at her. Just go talk to someone about how fat your girlfriend is. Stop talking to me about Flacco should have played in the game. You guys bent over, pulled your pants down, and let him drive a car right in there and park, and then stick a hose in the exhaust pipe and in your mouth and close all the windows. Honestly, shut up. Stop. Stop with the Flacco, for Christ's sakes. My God. Wasn't there a drug dealer named Flacco that we could talk about? It's more exciting.
I think the guy you were looking for is Johnny Bravo. I think Mavi was right.
Johnny Bravo?
The yellow hair and the glasses.
Yeah, was that him?
Yeah.
And what was his commercial? What was his cartoon? Well, who was he? Wasn't he, like, doing something? He was... Johnny Bravo. I got to look at him just to see if that's the guy. Max Headroom is the guy I'm talking about.
Oh, Max?
That's him.
Wow.
I think Brady today in that presser with the fisherman hat on and the white beard looked like Max Headroom. Is that his name?
Yes.
That's the guy with the blonde hair and the sunglasses, right? And he always wore a white suit or something?
Yeah, he was like a computer screen. And it was,
right.
You know, late 80s, early 90s.
Right, that's him, Max Headroom.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
What's up?
Nothing. Some funny guys calling up, some funny stuff on Twitter. I love it.
Right.
I just put out there, we're 2 weeks till we leave, me and you. I know you and Mafia are going next week. I'm starting to really zone in on 2 weeks from now, and I was just thinking I got to get the jackets in order.
Blazers.
I got to figure out what I'm bringing and what nights I'm wearing them and what, you know.
Right. There's a lot of organization.
So there's a lot of things. I just tweeted out that I got to start figuring out which jackets are making the trip out there.
Yeah, I'm going next week.
Yeah.
And then coming back and going again.
Right. It's a Herculean effort by you.
I don't understand why we just don't live there. Really. I should live in Vegas. I mean, let's get real.
I mean, I know that some of our families probably wouldn't feel the same way.
Who cares what they think?
I got this one yesterday from my wife. I told her, all right, we got the flights are in order. I go, you'll be happy. I'm going back to JFK. And then she goes, all right, when are you leaving? And I go, well, we're leaving, you know, Saturday morning, 7:30 a.m. She kind of looked at me. She, like, thought about it for, like, 30 seconds, and she goes, you're leaving Saturday morning? She goes, you guys don't have a show till Monday night. I go, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So she's kind of like, why are you
lose.
Why are you leaving 72 hours before you actually.
Well, because
have to work.
We're gonna party and we're gonna stuff our faces and we're gonna gamble heavily.
Right. I wasn't gonna say that. That's the reason why I was. I was just. Hey, listen. You know what? That's when they want us to go. We gotta go then.
That's what it is.
So now we'll be there because we're on that first flight out that morning. We'll be there in time for all of the NHL All-Star Game festivities that Saturday. I'm excited because I like to bet on that like I did last year.
And everything else, college basketball,
everything.
NBA.
There by the time the ball's in the air, we're ready to go.
It is bizarre, though, that every year we go, the Knights are out of town.
Right. This is the second year in a row now where they're not there the whole week.
That really is truly unbelievable. I mean, honestly. The Warriors, allegedly, there's rumblings that Klay Thompson will stay rather than join the Lakers. A lot of people thought he would go to the Lakers. I've always kind of felt like there's a chance at that, right, because of his father. But I don't think he wants to be his father, to be honest with you. I think he just wants to be his own man, and I think he's established greatness in the Bay Area. And they're moving into a brand-new arena and everything else, and all they do is win championships. Why would he leave that?
And plus, if there's a chance that Kevin Durant leaves, you know, with all the rumblings of maybe New York or whatever, that, you know, he's unhappy with the people there, that they don't like each other anymore. If he gets out of there, then he's number two on the squad again. So why book and go to L.A. to be number two there?
Yeah, I think he's going to stay where he is. I could be wrong. The rebuilding Knicks and their bargain bin of former lottery picks. Vonleh, Moutier, Trey Burke, Hizanja, and Cantor. Let's get real here. Do any of those guys matter at all? Seriously? Maybe Moutier? Maybe?
Then none of them matter.
I mean, almost literally none of them matter. Noah Vonleh, please. I mean, Moutier's making 4.2. How about this? Hizanja makes $6.5 million. Cantor makes $18.6 million with his clanked, missed brick layups and horrible defense.
Speaking of bricks, how about your boy Jimmy Buckets tonight? They're down two to the Hawks, 2.6 seconds left. He's on the free throw line, misses them both. They miss a couple tips, lose to Atlanta.
They did. I saw that they lost. And the Warriors blew out the Bulls. I mean, they put a spanking on them. I saw it was like 146 to 109. That was ugly. Utah spanked the Lakers 113-95. Portland, same thing, blew out Charlotte 127-96. Houston blew out Cleveland 141-113. Harden is unstoppable. Dallas beat Minnesota on the road. Indy blew out the Knicks. Toronto blew out Brooklyn. Washington upset Milwaukee. I had the Wizards in the points. And then the Hawks upset the Sixers. That's embarrassing. By the way, the power rankings that I have here at the end of the week, going into the weekend for the NBA, they still have the Bucks as the best team in basketball. Does anyone really believe that?
No.
Denver, number two. Toronto, number three. Does anyone believe that? They have Boston, number four. They have Boston ahead of the Warriors. The Celtics are better than the Warriors. Please. I mean, just stop. Just stop. Just stop it. Here you go. Teams that should not overlook their Saturday matchups. Virginia at Clemson. Northwestern at Michigan. Michigan's going to spank them. Kansas State at Iowa State. Kansas State has a shot in that game for sure. I think they'll cover. Texas Tech at Texas. That Texas will upset Texas Tech. I'm taking the Red Raiders there. Duke and Florida State, I'm going high-risk onions and taking the Seminoles there to upset Duke. They'll probably lose by 30. Kansas at Baylor, Kansas on the road. Azubuike's injury changes everything for Kansas, if you ask me. But I still think they can handle Baylor. Rick Nash is retiring. And if you've never heard of him, he was a hockey player, one of the most prolific scorers in NHL history, believe it or not. Drafted in first overall in 2002 by the Columbus Blue Jackets, scored 437 goals and 368 assists in 1,060 games. He was third among active NHL players in goals scored behind Ovi and Patty Marleau. In the CBA talks, the NHL players should take a strong stance on long-term contracts. So they had talks in Vegas this week. And then Bettman's optimistic that CBA issues would be settled without a work stoppage and ahead of the 2020 World Cup of Hockey. There's optimism on both sides that they could get something done without a work stoppage for the first time in Bettman's tenure with the NHL. But there's also pessimism on the owner's side that the players won't strike but will refuse to sign a new CBA, forcing the owners to lock him out, which is what happens every time. What is the problem with long-term contracts, Carver High? Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, they've got a situation now where you can only go to, I guess it's 7 years or right. eight if it's one of your own guys. It's weird, but they need to do – there's going to be a change. You know that.
There's a ton of guys with eight-year deals, with monster deals.
Right, and they're trying to limit that. And
I don't want to sign any guy for 8 years.
That's what these guys have to do to keep them. It's, you know, and I guess that's part of the stuff that they want to be able to.
The win. Yankees are tepid about Manny Machado as the mystery team joins the race. Who's the mystery team?
There is no mystery team.
There you go. Francisco Lindor strikes a big in his first year of arbitration eligibility at $10.5 million with the Indians. I mean, that guy Lindor is a badass. If Betts is worth 20, I'd give that guy $15 million. Don't you think Lindor is a badass? I think he's worth more than $10 million. The Blue Jays trade Russell Martin to the Dodgers. He's got to be loving life going to L.A. to play for the Dodgers to end his career. He started there and going back there. $20 million for Betts. He's styling. DJ LeMahieu headed to the Yankees on a two-year deal. $24 million, allegedly. That's the price tag on that. Predicting champs from every UFC division a year from now. What do you think? Men's bantamweight, Dillashaw kicks off as a champion. What do you think there? Bantamweight champ next year. They still think it'll be TJ Dillashaw.
I agree.
Featherweight champ next year, 2020, same time, it'll be Max Holloway.
Yes.
Lightweight champ next year will be Habib.
Yeah, no one's going to beat him with that dominant wrestling.
Welterweight next year will be Tyrone Woodley. I bet someone will beat him.
There's a decent shot he'd get upset.
Middleweight, Robert Whittaker will be the champ.
As long as he keeps not fighting, how could you take the belt from him? I mean, he's had a lot of injuries. He's going to fight next year, but he should probably...
They're saying that the lightweight and heavyweight will be John Bones Jones. He'll have both.
He's going to move up and take it from Cormier?
Yeah, and then strawweight will be Tiana Suarez. And then flyweight champ will be Shevchenko. She's a badass.
She's tough.
The bantamweight will be Nunez, and the featherweight champ... they eliminated that weight class. They had a Manny Pacquiao Broner media session, and Manny, I'm sure, talked about God and running the Philippines, and Broner talked about how much he hates everyone. There you go. Gary in Michigan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Gary. I haven't talked to you in a while, man, but if you're still going to drink, let me get a shot of Jaeger.
Can we get him a Jaeger, Schlager, shake out of...
Sir, that's the memory of Jagger, our old buddy. But that's not the reason I called, man. I called about football. We got a big weekend here. I want to just give a shout to all my fellow degenerates out there. We got the Colts, man. The Colts are taking out the Chiefs. Put that one down. Andrew Luck ain't playing no games. I just don't see that Chiefs defense stopping the Colts whatsoever.
All right, what else?
Also, we got the Rams. They're going down. They're getting done-zoed by the Cowboys.
Okay.
They can't stop the run.
All right. What else?
Well, also we got the Patriots going down to the Chargers. Philip Rivers ain't playing no games. Him and his 15 kids.
There you go.
He's taking them out. And then we also got the Eagles going down to the Saints. Saints ain't playing no games. What do you think about that?
Who's not playing games? The Saints aren't playing games.
The Saints ain't playing no
games. Okay, there you go. I think Gary established it would appear to me that all of those teams, none of them are playing any games at all.
Ain't nobody playing no games in these games.
And the Patriots have no chance at all. And 27 postseason wins. The next closest all-time, 14. So Brady Belichick, 27 postseason wins. But they got no chance on Sunday. Cindy in West Virginia.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
I just recently started listening to you, but I just wanted to say that I do believe that the Patriots are going to go all the way.
All right.
And they're going to win their 6th Super Bowl ring.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I just
we can finally shut the Steelers up.
I can't take you at this point. I really can't, because that would just be horrible for me to have someone catch my beloved Steelers after their pathetic season. Manny in Delray Beach, just north of Boca. Check out. Ooh.
Lifelong Jets fan. Anyone who thinks the Pats are out of it are brain dead. Said before that Belichick can win with mice, my joke is he can go to Home Depot and pick up laborers and win the Super Bowl. People are insane. Listen, I want to hate them more than anybody, but respect your enemy. It's unbelievable how good they are. And anyone who thinks they're out of it for any reason, like, who is Edelman? If he wasn't on the Pats, he'd be bagging groceries somewhere.
I know, but on that team, he's a rock star, right?
Anybody could be a rock star. I mean, they take in anybody. They're the most well-coached team ever. And that's it. I mean, anyone who counts them out is nuts. They're insane.
I know. I'm with you, bro. Believe me. I'm with you.
I don't think they're going to be playing any games. I know that.
They're playing no games, man. All right. Honestly, I've never seen anything like it. This has been a very long, abusive week on the radio. I've heard so much. I mean, I just wash your mouth out with soap, like 90% of you. I'm watching highlights of Neil O'Donnell playing football. I love Neil. I'm friends with him, but that's even worse. I can't even take it. I can't take it. I just cannot take any more of this. So anyway, tomorrow episode 119 of Pharrell and the Bets. Sunday episode 120. So Saturday and Sunday, catch both episodes of Pharrell and the Bets on WestwoodOnePodcast.com, iTunes, and Google Play. Subscribe free and follow me on Twitter at OnTheBetsWWO. So enjoy the doubleheader on Saturday, doubleheader on Sunday. There's tons of college basketball tomorrow. All my picks are on PharrellOnTheBench.com for all the ranked games, unranked games, NBA games, NHL games, you name it. Christ, I don't even know. Is there a UFC fight? There's one every week. Next week, they're going to have five of them. And they'll cancel the main event the night before the card. Anyway, for Carver High and Mavi, I'm Pharrell. Have a great weekend. See you Monday night. Good night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.